Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to Flavor Coffee House Online Radio Style. Welcome. Come in. Sit down. Take a load off your feet and just relax with me for the next 2 hours as I play a variety of artists that are part of the Flavor News movement, to even opening up the phone lines in case somebody wants to call in and, you know, promote themselves, who they are, what they do, or if you want to give a shout out or even start up a conversation. The call-in number is 347-857-1189. You know, I always talk about feeling blessed and giving thanks for my blessings, and I think that is something that's really, really important. The last few months have not been an easy, you know, road for me to travel. You know, although I understand, you know, what my journey is, I understand this path that God has put me on in supporting others, you know, but it's been a rough one. It really has, and it's taken a lot, you know, in me to just kind of keep it going and to be very grateful and, you know, to know in the end that, you know, it's all going to work out. And it has. It has. And so for those of you that have stuck by my side, you know, through the last few months, moving and transitioning for myself and my family, you know, we are now in a new home. I am going to actually have a studio for Flavor News set aside from the house, and look forward to getting the floors laid and the walls painted and, you know, my desk and computer and everything, you know, moved in. It's an exciting time for me. I am so, so grateful. I am so excited. I am so just determined. And now I was telling my business partner, JC Cage from Black Stacks, you know, that this is kind of now my show and prove, you know, time, because I'll have a lot of the tools that I've been lacking for so long to really, really do some things. And so I'm just excited. And for those that are part of the Flavor News movement, you will definitely reap the benefits of what's going on for me with the Flavor News movement and the studio and all. So welcome to the coffee house. Again, sit back, relax, and just take in the flavor of some of the artists that come my way. I'm going to start out today's show with a track, actually a brand new track, by a group called Mother's Favorite Child out of Phoenix, Arizona, produced by Paris Tune. This is called Numb.
All the things that you were hiding from me, it wasn't the truth.
And I tried to believe, cause she swore to me
that her love was true.
I went all in with her. It caused me to lose, not knowing the rules.
I played the fool.
Even left me empty handed. And it left me blindsided and stranded, baby. Left it up for me to feel pain that still remains in me,
killing all my energy, babe.
Part of me,
hold on.
I really wanted to hold on, cause I wasn't ready to accept it. So until I do, I continue to be
alone.
And that would be a step up from what I'm feeling. Could heal the heartache of the love she faced. Is how she acts towards me, and now I see that has now become the outcome.
Let's You
those of you just tuning in today, you are listening to Flava Coffee House Online Radio Style. My name is Lady Flava. I am the host of this show. I am the host of Flava News Radio. Well, I do have a partner now. Every Friday, Dwayne Alston from Soul City Radio out there in Baltimore does soul sessions here on Flava News Radio. And we just love doing what we do and bringing you some amazing, amazing talents that have come our way. So I started out today's show with Paris Tune playing a brand new track by Mother's Favorite Child called Numb. Then I went into Nwambe with his piece Heaven. Tasha Taylor with Queen. That song is dedicated to her mama. And then I just finished out the set with my girl BK with Let Go. I want to mention something about BK right now. She's an amazing young talent. I hate that I never met her when she was up here in the Pacific Northwest. She's down in California now. Just a great soul, a great person, but amazing, amazing lyricist and a singer and MC, female MC. Normally the tracks that I play by her are her hip-hop tunes. Today I went in a different direction with her, but she is somebody really, really to pay attention about. Attention to, and she's kind of going through a hard time right now financially due to some medical bills and all that are piling up on her, and she's asking for our help, you know, in kind of helping her get through this particular time in her life. She's an amazing talent. She's got a lot of equipment, like many artists have accumulated, and is at a point she may have to either pawn or sell, you know, equipment, which, again, artists have had to do many, many times over the years that I've been, you know, working closely with artists. And so she's asking, you know, if you are listening, if you are a fan of hers, if you believe in who she is and what she does, you know, if you are able to. She is accepting donations, no matter how small. Trust and believe that it all adds up and can help the cause. So many talk about how much they love her talent and love the one-minute spits she does, the music that she's putting out. So this is a great way of showing her, you know, how much you appreciate her. You can go over to paypal.com and use bknizzle@gmail.com as the send to email address. So if you are able to and willing to, please consider that, you know, giving a small donation. She's an amazing, amazing person, and I totally, totally support her through Flava News. So I also want to give a shout out to some of my author friends. I know many people think these days that I am all about just the musical talents, and many don't realize that back in the day of when I owned my physical coffee shop, I was a book reviewer of African-American literature. So my first love really, really was reading. And, you know, from my coffee shop, Flava, you know, I just kind of grew my passions for the talents that have come my way online. Back in the day, that was MySpace, to those talents that are right here in the Pacific Northwest, Seattle, Washington, where I am. And literature was really, really, you know, something that I enjoyed. It was kind of my way of escaping. It was a pastime. My kids always knew when it was a great book because I was talking to the book. And I've had the opportunity to read some amazing talents from across the United States. So Lamont Carey out there in Washington, D.C., he's one of the first authors and artists that I really, really got involved with. He's a very active spoken word artist, but he has now published his second book, which is called The Wall. It's available over at LaCarey, LaCarey, entertainment.com. You can order the physical copy over there, which I would really encourage you to do. But it is also available for Kindle and Nook downloads over at Amazon.com. So please check out Lamont Carey with his brand new book, The Wall. There is another book that he released, oh gosh, it doesn't seem like that long ago, maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little bit longer, called The Heel, which I read for review. So you can go over to FlavaNews.com. You could even go over to Amazon. I believe that I placed my review over on the Amazon site. And before I go any further, if you purchase product from an artist and they have a place where you can post a public review, I would really recommend that you do that. That is another way that you can support artists that you appreciate and that you love. The more that people see that people are paying attention to them, that's a good look. The more feedback that they get, and honest feedback, honestly, give honest feedback because they need to know, and most of them want to know. And it just really, really helps, you know, just get the word out there. When somebody goes over to Amazon or somebody goes to CD Baby or iTunes and they see that somebody's taken the time to post a review, they're more likely to pay attention to it. So that's something to please take into consideration. I have a dear, dear friend, Alvin. I call him my big brother. Sometimes he can be so bossy, but I love him so very, very much. And he and I have shared so much of life together. His first book is called Brushstrokes. It's a book that I'm so very proud of and have witnessed him just really get a great hustle on to sell. He has a brand new book that is releasing on October 16th through Strebber Publishing, which is Zane's publishing company. And again, it's releasing on October 16th. You can pre-order your copy by going over to alvinhorn.com. You can also pre-order a Kindle copy over at Amazon.com. And then again, it's going to release on October 16th. So I am so excited about this book. I know those of you that follow me have heard me talk about it, but a good portion of it was written in Flava Coffee House. So I kind of, you know, take it as my own baby. You know, I got to watch him do the writing. I even had the opportunity to read chapters now and then when he was willing to share. And I also have to say I'm extremely proud of him. He was he received an award out at the Spoken Word Billboard Awards in Canton, Michigan last weekend. And I'm so very proud of him for that. So please pay attention to Alvin Horn. And then I want to give a shout out and talk about Barbara Grosvenor, another artist, another amazing writer that I was connected to back in the days of MySpace. I've read a few of her books for review. Her newest book that's out is Cold Cereal. It is the first time that I've ever experienced reading a book off of Kindle, and unfortunately it's off of my phone right now. But in between the craziness of my life and moving right now, I take the time to read through a few pages, and I really kind of am digging this, you know, reading off of Kindle. So I'm definitely going to be working towards that. And so she's an author that I would really encourage you to pay attention to. Also, that's Barbara Grosvenor. So I want to also give a shout-out to Steph and Ty. Ty Dickey called into the show last week, and I am really excited about becoming acquainted with this couple. They create hats. Well, Ty's the marketing person, and actually it's Stephanie that creates the hats. But they're unique. They're eclectic. They are one of a kind. And they've got a project going on this weekend out there in Michigan, Detroit, Michigan, where you can go to their studio and check out their hats. I did post their flyer on my Facebook wall, so you can go check that out and get more information. Otherwise, you can find them on Facebook for their business. That's STEF and then the letter N and then Ty, T-Y, and that's hats and apparel. So go check out what it is that Stephanie creates because it's very, I was going to say cool. I know I say that all the time and kind of date myself, right? But yes, her hats are cool, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. And I am going to be getting a leopard hat very, very soon, so I'm thrilled about that also. So I want to welcome you to the Coffee House. It's all about supporting underground, independent, unknown artists, not just music and not just literature. As you can see, you know, now we have Steph and Ty on board with the Flava News Movement, which I'm really, really excited. And, you know, it goes into, like, spoken word artists to painters, graphic designers. Got to give a shout-out to Mr. Funk out there in New Jersey. He's creating some great, great promo tools for me, and it just makes me smile when I see what he's creating. So if you see what I'm using as my default picture on Facebook, Mr. Funk, out there in New Jersey from Funk Productions, created that for me. The banner that I use to promote the Flava News movement right now, he also created, and several other tools. So I am so appreciative of him. And I think it's a great tool to use visuals to promote who you are and what you do. I try it, you know, my hands at it when I'm able to get online, and I'm not so good. He's very, very creative, and I love the color schemes because he knows that I love leopard print. He also knows that I love pink, and so he puts together some great tools for me to use. So before I go any further, I might as well mention right here, I've got a contest going on. There are so many artists that talk about the fact that they do not have anybody supporting them. And I want to open up that opportunity for five artists that if you go to my Facebook business page for Flava News and hit the like button and post your best visual promo for your art on the wall, myself and some other secret judges are going to go through the promos, and we're going to select five artists to be gifted into the Flava News movement for a year's membership. So personally, I think it's a great opportunity. I do the work for you guys, you know, so whether it's, you know, helping to promote who you are on the website, to on different social networks, to having you come on my radio show for a featured guest, talk about your product on the featured, on my radio shows, to, you know, keep in mind, I'm going to be syndicated here very, very soon once I get the studio open and going. And so there's just more opportunities for me to be able to put the artists who are part of the Flava News movement in front of other audiences than what I've created for myself. So that's something to really, really keep in mind. So I would encourage you, if you are an artist, any art form, any genre, of course you need to meet the requirements of what it takes to be a member. And it needs to be quality work. It really needs to be quality produced. And so you can go over to flavanews.com, hit the Flava News movement button. It will give you more information about, you know, what it is that you need to do to qualify. But first off, go over to the Flava News page, the business page on Facebook. Hit the like button. Let me see what you've got when it comes to how you're promoting yourself. Visual tools are very important when it comes to getting out there. You know, there is so much competition, you know, to compete against, no matter what your art form is and who you are. And so just really, really keep that in mind. And so I look forward to seeing what you all have created and, you know, where we, you know, can go with bringing you on to get involved with the Flava News movement. I'm scrolling down my list here. To see what direction I want to go with next for your listening pleasure. Oh, again, I know I'm sitting here rambling my mouth, right? If there are any of you that are on the switchboard right now that would like to raise your hand and you know, give a shout out, promote who you are and what you do, please just hit the number one button. I'd be more than happy to bring you in and, you know, love to hear from you. But in the meantime, I'm going to jump back into some tracks. I got to go with the second set, starting out with my girl, Monica Monet. She's doing some very big things. I am so proud of her. I'm so proud to call her my friend and my sister, along with an artist I work very closely with. Today is a big day for her out there in Jacksonville, a couple shows going on. Jaws of Life has come out to Jacksonville from California to perform with her at the Black Expo. Probably has taken place already, since there's such a big time difference. But this is Monica Monet and Jaws of Life's new single called Teach Me.
Jaws of Life. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's Monica Monet. How you doing, man? I like to say Monique. Candlelight, no elbows up on the table, man, it's right. Yeah. Straying away from words like, hun, I, this is a special one. Okay. Your boy done cleaned up, she must be a special one. What? We moving on up like elevators in Jefferson's building. She feels him, say he is the chosen one. Uh-huh.
a little mini messiah. Got things in common, common in Hezekiah. Walk her to the door, I don't want her to go. Nah, trying to be hard and I don't want it to show. Nah, want to impress, really want it to flow. So I sit there with this single and said, it's me and Mo. Nate, listen, life.
Your life is a prophetic reality. Your spirit is everlasting. It's given to you to bless and divine higher action. Life breathes to you as you breathe through it, as you laugh and as you cry. Watch as your soul floats mystically and magically from eye to eye to eye to eye to eye. I love you, always spoken but never heard. Simple words twisted and eagerly served. Your heart and your mind, your body and your soul form you, the most precious and treasured human goal. So come on, y'all, just listen to these whispers.
Can you hear? just like ice cream. And honey, my butt is gonna make you melt.
Monica Monet and Jaws of Life with their new single, Teach Me. And as I was saying earlier, they performed that live at the Black Expo in Jacksonville, Florida today. So I know that was amazing. I cannot wait to hear all about that. Then I brought you up here to the Pacific Northwest and played Tiffany Wilson, her track Crazy. Went into Black Eyes out of Ohio and played Whisper in the Wind, and then closed out this set with Tunes out of Atlanta, Georgia, with his piece, The Mood. I hope you're doing well. I hope you're enjoying the music that I'm bringing your way. I hope you really, really love the sounds and the creativity of the creative souls that come my way. There are some amazing, amazing people and talents. And I do this because I believe in them. I do this because they are deserving of you paying to pay attention to them. And then the other thing that I want you to keep in mind is that those artists that are out there in the mainstream media light, once upon a time, they were in the same positions as the artists that you hear on Flava News Radio or come through Flava News Radio. So just think about it. If you love what you're hearing, if you love what they are doing, get behind them. Help push them out there. There's so many ways that you can do that, by spreading the word to your network, by, you know, coming out and showing support if they have an event in your area, to purchasing their products, and even turning around and writing a review of your experience of their product. If you have any questions about that, you know, I would love to answer it for you. So please feel free to just give me a call at radio. Well, call here at the station at 347-857-1189 or email me at radio@flavanews.com. I'd love to open up a dialogue with you and just see what we can do to better support the artists that come my way and for artists that you can experience around the globe. I'm going to keep it moving. I think I'm going to play a track by my business partner. I'm pretty proud to work with this gentleman. I'm pretty proud of the product that he creates, so that's why it makes it very easy for me to work with him. But he's a veteran in the industry from many, many aspects and angles, from being a part of a group that performed their own music and, you know, wrote and toured in doing so, to, you know, performing as a part of a group that's actually performing the Temptations music. And that's what he does for a living. He calls it his job. He travels the world performing Temptations music. So he's out on tour doing that. We had hoped that his Emerald Drive CD would be out by now, but you know what? Work got in the way, life got in the way. He unfortunately lost his father last month. And so many things happen, and that's one of the things that I'm learning and working with artists is that life gets in the way. It got in the way for me, too, you know, that some things got put on hold. But trust and believe, this product, Emerald Drive, is going to be amazing, and I'm very, very proud to be a part of it. I'm very proud to have the opportunity to support him in his work as a solo artist. And, you know, having you be able to experience his sounds here on Flava News Radio and even other stations around the globe. I'm going to play Hooked on You off of this new CD, Emerald Drive. And this is Mark Van Claggett.
Baby,
all about
never, ever, ever. Spread your wings. Never be afraid.
All right, in that set you heard the sounds of Mark Van Claggett with his track Hooked on You coming from his up-and-coming CD, Emerald Drive. Then we took you down to Brazil with a little bit of a Chuck Eaton with We've Got a Treasure. And then down to Atlanta with Mahogany with Black Butterfly. And still in Atlanta, Miss Nikki Wade with Super Music Star. Again, I hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing here at the Coffee House. Play the Coffee House, as a matter of fact. And this is what we do every Saturday. I play a variety of music that you can find here at the Flava News Movement. And, you know, I open up the phone lines for anybody that wants to call in and talk about who they are and what they do. So if there is anybody that is listening in the last, say, 35 minutes of this show, please feel free to call in 347-857-1189. Or if there's anybody on the phone line that wants to raise their hand, just hit that one and I will definitely bring you in. But otherwise, I'm just going to keep it going. I think I'm going to play a couple jazz tracks for you. So I'm going to start out this set with John D. Green Sr. and his piece, Tribal Mental Cleanse. All right, in this last set you heard John D. Green Sr. with his piece Tribal Mental Cleanse. I do want to mention that John has a new CD out called Perception, which you can purchase over at www.johndgreensenior.com. Please check out that CD, support this artist, and purchase a copy of your CD. And also, once you get your copy, let John know what you think about it. That's one of the things that I was talking about earlier in the show, the importance of, you know, letting the artist know what you think. And then also, it also lets people know that you've actually purchased a copy and you do support that artist. So that's another way of just, you know, getting out there and showing your support to the talents that you claim and say that you appreciate. Then we went into Michael Pollard with his piece On the Move, Patrick Domino with Circle of Circumstance, Sky Church Experience with Roland and Tumblin, and closing out that set with Tony Bunn with his piece Palermo. Now I want to close out today's show and talk a little bit and play some tracks from a group that I work very, very closely with that goes by the name of Black Stacks, an amazing hip-hop soul group out of the Pacific Northwest. They are so much more than what you hear as far as their music goes and the shows that you see them perform. They are very, very active in the community. They go and speak to the young people. They were out this past year at the Taft Academy and spoke to the students of that particular academy. They have an opportunity to go out to Tennessee, Nashville, Tennessee, the end of this month to participate as far as performing and also as panelists for a summit called the Historical Black College and University Summit. So there is a group here in Seattle that is actually sponsoring them to go, and they're called the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus of Washington State. Tonight they're hosting a fundraiser dinner for Black Stacks to help raise funds towards their travel expenses to go out there to Tennessee at the end of the month. I'm also going to open it up that if you want to give a donation to Black Stacks, if you believe in them and support who they are, if you want to get to know them and understand what their role is in the community when it comes to higher education, when it comes to our youth, when it comes to community building, and, you know, just kind of being an activist and advocate of fighting for the rights of other people, for fair treatment, this is the group that you would want to get to know. You can find out more about them at www.blackstacksmedia.com. Otherwise, if you want to give a donation, no matter how small, it all makes a difference. It really, really does. We talk about this all the time, that if, you know, everybody gave a dollar towards an artist that they believe in, what a difference that can make and what it is that they are trying to build and create for your listening pleasure, your reading pleasure, your visual pleasure, whatever it is. A dollar can go a long way. So consider giving a dollar or even more to Black Stacks. And you can do that through my PayPal account. So just go to paypal.com, use admin@flavanews.com as the send-to email address. Please indicate that you are giving the money for Black Stacks. There is also a bank account set up to receive donations to your local Chase bank. So if you would like to do it that way, you can feel free to give me, you know, make contact with me by hitting me at admin@flavanews.com or blackstacks@gmail.com. We can definitely give you that bank information. We're accepting donations up till the 15th. We're trying to encourage that the money comes in by that time so we know what we have to work with and so that the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus knows how much money they have to work with to help support sending this group out to Tennessee. Of course, we will accept donations up until the time that they leave for this particular summit. So anyway, the last 10 minutes of the show, I'm just going to go ahead and play some Black Stax tracks, okay? So here we go. Going to start out their tracks with one of the first songs that I ever played on Flavor News Radio, which is called Marbles.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
Daily thoughts of death, but my breath pumps life. You're my life, full of love and might. You're my life, full of stories we write. Full of mimics that bite. Full of brothers that sometimes eat kites. You're my life, take turns that sometimes burn, but with no regrets. You're my life's a bet. Whether off the set, behind doors, build the scores. My pores create the encore, but veins just release the pain. My life's strange in the midst of the game. Full of snitches with dope pictures that get gold chains. You're my life, includes Barbie, no Barkley, or Bailey. Operate daily at ATP. You're my life, hear songs that don't belong to my ears, they fit. You're my life's the shit. You're
my life.
Lazy Keisha, you can't quit. Yo, once upon a time, yeah, I built my rhyme. But nowadays it's paid, yeah, it's all refined. Yo, I like the lines we cross, taking forces to the north. In the basement as a boss, no, they do it on the cross. But my life's high above, off hate and love. Off the green and old machines, yo, my life ain't seen. Yo, my life.
My life. So you like some shit.
Ooh, what was I to do? Got clipped to jump off, raised up north. Soul got imports, so when I flex, I'm like X. You like what? Lights look like an EKG. Lights sound like Do-Re-Mi. Inside shit, it got casualty. I fight inside, forced to practice, lazy captain. We got mishaps, ask Dr. Wright how the wrongs make every song better. Who's wrong, he or the legends? Then I'm 17, I got caliber to measure. My people run hustle and I sleep, rest is temporary. Either I need it or the Hebrews greedy. Walk into your party, bring the epidemic to the needy like leisure. I guess you thought you saw it, but you didn't. Turn the page, my life ain't gumshoe, not gunshoe. We got stripe, get shine, all the gifts, all the shit. Maintenance, yo, I'm straight. Splinter walking, left over from the building. The rest got burned to begin it. Spit turned to venom, my life run like with old slaves. They stayed too long, now I'm subterranean. Every mic we on go plus stainless. The life I rock like a vest. Tax your discretion, protest, the game got implants. My life only grand.
If I aim at them, if I aim at them, right, you should aim at them.
My life. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
My life.
Collect brains, play the game like marbles. Collect brains, play the game like marbles.
You don't have to wait in line for your kingdom. river. I mean, all I talk about is wax seeds, illiterate, black on the nose, brothers with no power, and black disciple, and white staff again. And all of that is too much for the novel. I rhyme with every borrower, attend the state of horror, supporting necklaces from the continent, only cause he went. This the day, call that old school, cool with that, but school is what it is, in fact. You should give class to recognize this, and the implement, like the film off the rack, stacks of them built in the past, portal all the math out the elders. I wonder near the point, that ain't negative. Only say you too slave to model this gauge, this normal. The game is the formal. Rappers taking styles from the under. Never give a bibliography. Only took the style quietly, not Madam Z. I'm a guard, stay far from the fraud. But stumble on the carpet all the time, off a little like ignorance. Men do a statistics while we miss doubt. Posted at the precinct, thinking of the rhyming off the jail time. Who we here? Gone spark with the dog, all the Smith range. Too many NPCs at the jaw. Walk a small rhyme to the front line. Stacks always climbing. Yes.
Ain't no drug house, but round about midnight, things change. Like there's dope in the game. Names never spoke, spots never told. Thoughts always wrote, eyes burnt and feel like yo. Line like fiends, got greens and means. I seen at the end of the beam. Got weight to hold down, one of the greats. Got the best product and stacks of mini tracks. From start to scratch, yo, creating a batch of speedballing. Off the wall and what's calling, what's trademark? Scene after dark and spots hitting, getting shots of adrenaline and rush, pushes, gushes, dashes, asses. Where we at? We in a city where it cries too much, and they talk about he's bad, he just such and such. On the block he's not known, but he talk too much. Now you got him listening in, now they know too much. On the block he's just snitching on the scene, it's just really green.
I'ma be working.
Poet to jump. America pays for workers, think and what? Work is a spit, without it they wouldn't make. Matter, we should be more inclined. The community got weight. I mean mass appeal. Find the meaning in the sentence. Y'all work y'all ears, like y'all work y'all fears. I'm in the house like Anwar. Warm the element to execute. I got text to throw both them joints at night. Sight his hand right, talking all the time at night. This the neighborhood I came from, I saw the ill with light. Now the moment when I meet it, I'll be alright. Silas can't kite, sitting see your show, bro. All the lyrics get strikes and the method get April. In the area, this rainy but insane. Got games, still a get killed piece. Just as close together, move like checkers. It could get you niggas, I'm just asking. Where y'all manifesto? Stalk our institutions, see the holes.
Mama be working.
Ghetto dreams, can't get your pussy, stay lit. Fuck, raise the merch. can. Make points to pinpoint. Yeah, turn up the volume. What's the sound of the nation? What's the pulse of blasting? This the transcript I'm on with. Bachelor and Mike snap the nut. Ace conductions. Puck's problem, call them calculated. All time from when he sees after ceremony. Dead line and only in the for the rhyme. Bound to get you up and down. And down. Equalize. Mind left and all.
outset of the show, I dedicated to Black Stacks. I played their tracks Marbles, Seeds That Bust, Mama Out the Kitchen, Spell on You, and closing out with I Love My Life. Again, Black Stacks will be traveling to Tennessee at the end of the month, Nashville, Tennessee, to participate in the Historical Black College University Summit. And they are going to not only be performing at that particular summit, but they're going to be participating as panelists at that summit, representing the Pacific Northwest, gaining more information to be able to bring back home and knowledge to be able to share with those that are going to be participating at that summit. We are opening it up for you that if you are interested in supporting the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus, Washington State, organization in sending Black Stacks out to Nashville, Tennessee, you can give a donation at admin@flavanews.com through PayPal. Please just indicate that you are giving a donation for Black Stacks. There is also a Chase bank account that is associated for Black Stacks to receive donations at the banks to help with their travel expenses. If you want that information, give me send me an email at admin@flavanews.com, or you can contact me at 425-898-6312 by text or phone call, and I will give you that information. If you are in the Seattle area, there is a private fundraiser taking place tonight. It's actually happening very, very soon in the next hour. But if you by chance want to attend that, you can also contact me at that phone number, and I can give you information where that's located and how you can purchase your ticket to attend that particular private fundraiser for Black Stacks put on by the 6th Region Diaspora Caucus. So take care. God bless. This is what we do every Saturday, showing support to some amazing, unknown, underground, independent artists. We not only support musical talents, we support all art forms. So if you're interested in getting involved with Flavor News and becoming a member of the Flavor News movement, please give me an email. You know, contact me. Let me know that you're interested. I've got a contest taking place over on Facebook. Just hunt out my Flavor News business page, hit the like button, and post your best video or best poster or banner, your visual promos for who you are and what you do as an artist. And I'm going to be checking that out with some artist friends of mine and industry friends of mine to determine who might be able to qualify to be given a one-year membership to the Flavor News movement. I'm going to be choosing 5 artists to become members, and I'm very, very excited, and I hope that you will take advantage of that. You can find out more about Flavor News and the Flavor News movement by going over to www.flavornews.com. Take care, God bless, and help spread the word about what we're doing here at Flavor News and Flavor News Radio. Good night.